Would everyone in the Senate chambers please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk and our upper gallery guests as well, and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 7th chapter of Matthew, we read, "Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Wondrous God, we look about us and see that life can make the most hopeful of us become a people most skeptical. We have difficulty seeing what is true and what is not. At times we are uncertain of the best path to follow, and if the path is what you desire for us to take. So we ask, as we move into the rest of this week, that we be excited in the possibilities before us, and be encouraged to seek your will for us. May we trust always that we who heed your word can ask, seek, and knock, and our path will be open before us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators, Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Junior Senator from Jefferson County is here. We try not to use the last name of ourselves, Senator. Senator from the 20th is here. Senator from the 5th is here. Senator from Scott is here. Senator from Andrew. Well, thank you, Senator from Andrew. Quorum has been established. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 24th day, Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying, does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved of as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Ozark County appeared first on her feet.
I have introduction of special guests, and as if you'll notice, we have some red coats over here. We have the Zizzers in the house today. We have our cross-country state champions women's cross-country team, our Zizzers. Our coaches here with them is Alicia Gunter, Chris Taylor, Abby Elringhoff is also our coaches. And I know that most people have a lot of understanding about what it is to be a Zizzer, but I want you to know that I had firsthand experiences. I had an opportunity to be a Zizzer and very, very proud. And once a Zizzer, always a Zizzer. Please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the West Plains Zizzers to the state capitol. Senator from Dunklin County.
Special guest.
Proceed.
Mr. President, to my left and your right,
If we could keep the volumes of our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side gallery so we can hear the senator from Dunklin introduce his guest. Please proceed.
Thank you. I would like to introduce a group with the Associated General Contractors of Missouri. I think you can see them. I'm not sure. They're in a little bit of a yellow outfit this morning. AGC represents and serves construction contractors and industry-related companies dedicated to skill, integrity, and responsibility. Mr. President, my colleagues, I want to thank AGC here in this chamber this morning for their efforts over the last year as they successfully developed an all-minority training program in highway and infrastructure workforce. To date, the program has graduated two classes and has a placement rate over 80%. This program has provided as much needed opportunity to young people in the 25th, providing them with the tools to be able to interview for a job and have a baseline training creating opportunity. Employers of these graduates have relayed that the new hires are about 2.5 months ahead of their counterparts when they enter employment with no training. I would also like to note that the previous senator from the 25th, Senator Lively, has been instrumental in getting this program started, and I would like to thank him for his efforts. On March 1st, AGC will begin an all-veterans training program in partner with Robinson Construction, the Wake Foundation, and Three Rivers Community College. With us today representing AGC are Mr. Steve Bubanovich of Poplar Bluff, Bill Robinson of Bloomfield, Kyle Hulsey of West Plains, Chris Scanlon of Chesterfield, and Ed Austin of Baldwin. I would ask the body to please give them a word.
Let's welcome our friends from AGC to the state capitol. Introduction of guests, the senator from Cass County.
Introduction of guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and to your left, up in the front, we have Reginald and Adrienne Townsend, both here visiting from Raymore for an appointment. I would like to thank them for coming down. He's a wonderful public servant, but also a fellow United States Marine, and I'd love the body to give him a warm welcome and thank him for coming down.
Let's welcome these guests from Cass County, and thank you for your service. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 14th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a special guest who spent the beginning of the morning over in a House committee hearing, so she was welcome there that way. I would like to recognize Yuleka Hewitt, friend of mine, constituent. The House committee hearing is probably not the best way to start your day in the body, so if the Senate can recognize her, I will really appreciate it. So thank you so much, Mr. President.
Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 14th to the Senate chamber. Senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have special guests to introduce.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Directly in front of you and behind all of us in the upper gallery are a lot of friends of mine from Leadership Buffalo visiting here today. And I guess I should give a special shout out to my husband, John Crawford, who is among the group. So if that all rise, and please help me welcome.
Let's welcome our friends from Leadership Buffalo class. Senator from Dallas, may the chair inquire of you. Have you ever seen your husband, John, in a tie before?
Occasionally I do, yes.
Okay, I was just wondering. I've never seen him in a tie.
You usually or with the post hole pounder.
I do. Introduction of guests, the senator from the 24th.
Gallery, I have part of a family here from the city of Ladue. They are here because Rick Holton is being introduced before the gubernatorial appointments committee. They've been doing a little touring. They will be meeting with a lot of people. I think you may be on their list. And they will also be attending part of a hearing. If you would join me in welcoming Dad and the person going before the gubernatorial appointments committee, Rick Holton, his wife, Kristen Holton, and their daughter, who goes to community school, is a fifth grader there, Lotsey Holton. Please join me in welcoming
them
to the
Senate. Would
the Holtons
please rise, and would the Senate welcome them to our chamber? introduction of guests, the Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the gallery right behind me, I don't want to be amiss and not give an opportunity to introduce one of our fine county commissioners that we have from the Senate District from Texas County. We have not only a county commissioner, which we know does such great work for us, but he's also one of his nieces, I believe, is a scissor, and has also a part of the cross-country team, Mr. John Casey from Texas County.
Let's
Mr. John
welcome Casey. Commissioner Casey to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce some guests. On my right and to your left, I have retired General Randy and Teresa Allwell. If they would please stand. They're visiting the Capitol today. Having served in the Missouri Army National Guard, retired General Allwell has been appointed to the Missouri Veterans Commission. Together, they have raised three children in Warrensburg and are longtime owners and operations of All Wells Country Meats in Warrensburg. They have been an invaluable part of Warrensburg over the last 35 plus years, serving and volunteering in many civic organizations. Randy has served on local school board, UCM President's Society, Western Missouri Medical Center Board of Trustees, Missouri Veterans Hall of Fame, U.S. Representative Hartzler's Military Advisors Council, President of the American Association of Meat Processors, and President of the Missouri Association of Meat Processors, and a lifetime member of the University of Missouri alumni. I would ask the body, please make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome General Allwell, Mrs. Allwell, to the Senate chamber today. Senator from Johnson, may the chair inquire of you?
Yes, you may.
In future introductions, if you have a Buy Missouri company, if you could recognize them as a Buy Missouri company. The Allwells are longtime members. We appreciate what they do for your community. And I might mention their son is doing a fantastic job running the company. So I'm sure the Allwells are enjoying retirement.
Yes, very much so. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill and I'd like to send it forward.
Please send it forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 534, introduced by Senator Rader, an act relating to witnesses in certain criminal cases.
Introduction of bills, the junior senator from Jefferson County. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 535, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to standards for the procurement of concrete by the state.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Greene County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
There's no explanation necessary at this time, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 536, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to unaccompanied youth.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills.
Senator, please send your legislative agenda, your entire legislative agenda, forward.
And I would like for them to be read. No, just kidding. No explanation is necessary.
10,000 comedians out of a job, Senator. We don't need another one. Madam Secretary, please read the first of four bills.
Senate Bill number 537, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to health information networks.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 538, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to pharmacy services in hospitals.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 539, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to employment security.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 540, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to expungement of records.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Phelps County.
Mr. President, I have one bill and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 541, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to emergency health care services.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 9th District of Jackson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Please send both bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 542, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to employment security benefits.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 543, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to the collection of demographic data by certain entities.
Go ahead and say it.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. First bill.
Senate Bill number 544, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to public contracts.
Please read the second bill. Oh, it was just one? Okay, sorry. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
I have a bill. No explanation there, sir.
Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill number 545, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to a tax credit for certain research expenses.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, read the bill whenever you're ready.
Senate Bill number 546, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to underground petroleum storage tanks.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your three bills forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 547, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 548, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to continuing education credits for insurance producers.
Please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 549, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the classification of employees.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, for what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 550, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to forensic examinations.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business and reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 78, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 9, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from the 20th, for what purpose do you rise?
I seek unanimous consent to withdraw Senate Bill 496.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objections, that bill will be withdrawn. That bill will be withdrawn, Senator. Thank you. Senator from Cass.
Point of personal privilege.
Senator from Cass has asked for a point of personal privilege. Senator from Cass, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In honor of this month, where we've been honoring those icons of Black History Month, I wanted to do a Missouri native, George Washington Carver. He's one that is truly inspirational of just the impact he had, not just in Missouri, but the entire United States and for all of farming. So I'd love to indulge the body. George Washington Carver was an agricultural scientist, inventor, who developed hundreds of products using peanuts, though not peanut butter as often claimed, sweet potatoes and soybeans. Born into slavery a year before it was outlawed, Carver left his home at a young age to pursue education and would eventually earn a master's degree in agricultural science from Iowa State University. He would go on to teach and conduct research at Tuskegee University for decades. Soon after his death at his childhood home, would be named a national monument. So to get a little more in depth, he was born in a farm near Diamond, Missouri. The exact date is unknown, but it's thought to be January through June of 1864. 9 years prior, Moses Carver, a white farm owner, purchased George Carver's mother when she was 13 years old. Though elderly Carver reportedly was...
Sorry, Senator, it was getting a little loud in here. Senators and staff, please keep your conversations to whisper so we can hear the Senator from Cass. Senator Cass,
thank you, proceed. Mr. President. Though he was against slavery, he needed help with his 240-acre farm. When Carver was an infant, he, his mother, and his sister were kidnapped from the Carver farm by a band of slave raiders and sold in the state of Kentucky. Moses Carver hired a neighbor to retrieve them, but the neighbor only succeeded in finding George Carver. Carver grew up knowing little about his mother or his father, who had died in an incident on the farm before he was born. Moses Carver and his wife Susan raised young George and his brother James as their very own and taught the boys how to read and write. His brother James grew up and gave up his studies and worked on the farm with Moses, while George was a frail, sickly child who could not help with such work. Instead, his adoptive mother taught him how to cook, mend, embroider, do laundry, and garden, as well as concocts simple herbal medicines. At a young age, Carver took a keen interest in plants and experimented with natural pesticides, fungicides, and soil conditioners. He became known as the plant doctor to local farmers due to his ability to discern how to improve the health of their gardens, fields, and orchards. At age 11, Carver left the farm to attend an all-black school in a nearby town of Neosho. Disappointed with the education he received at Neosho, Carver moved to Kansas about 2 years later, joining numerous other African Americans who were traveling west. He graduated from Minneapolis High School in Minneapolis, Kansas in 1880 and applied to Highland College in Kansas. He was initially accepted by the all-white college, but later rejected when the administration learned he was black. Carver initially studied art and piano in hopes of earning a teaching degree, but one of his professors, Etta Budd, was skeptical of a black man being able to make a living as an artist. After learning of his interest of plants and flowers, Budd encouraged Carver to apply for Iowa State University to study botany. In 1894, Carver became the first African-American to earn a bachelor's degree in science. Impressed by Carver's research on fungal infections in soybean plants, his professors asked him to stay for graduate studies. In 1896, Carver earned a master's degree in agriculture degree and immediately receiving several offers, the most attractive of which came from Booker T. Washington, whose last name would be added to his name, Washington, and he moved to Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. Washington convinced the university trustees to establish an agricultural school, which could only be run by Carver if Tuskegee was to keep all black faculty. Carver accepted the offer and would work at Tuskegee Institute for the rest of his life. What did he invent? By the time Carver had already achieved great success in the laboratory and in his community, he taught poor farmers how to feed hogs from acorns instead of commercial feed and enrich croplands with swamp muck instead of fertilizers. His idea of crop rotation proved to be the most valuable, but Carver's biggest success came from peanuts. In all, he developed more than 300 food industrial and commercial products from peanuts, including milk, Worcestershire sauce, punches, cooking oils, salad oils, paper, cosmetics, soaps, wood stains. He also experimented with peanut-based medicines such as antiseptics, laxatives, and goiter medicines. He became known as the Peanut Man. It was in the last two decades of his life, Carver lived as a minor celebrity and in his focus of always helping people. He traveled to the South to promote racial harmony, and he traveled to India to discuss nutrition in developing nations with Gandhi himself. Carver died on January 5th, 1943 at Tuskegee Institute after falling down a flight of stairs. He was 78 years old. Carver was buried next to Booker T. Washington. Soon after, Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed into signed legislation for Carver to receive his own monument, an honor previously only granted to George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. The George Washington National Monument now stands in Diamond, Missouri, and was posthumously inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. So for that, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on gubernatorial appointments will meet at 5 minutes upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee on appropriations will meet immediately upon recess in Senate Committee Room 2, and we are going to go over the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations as well as the Department of Health and Senior Services.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
President, your committee on seniors, families, veterans, and military affairs will meet 5 minutes after recess in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. today.